on time. This afternoon, we've got one speaker in the public forum, and that's Mr. Ben Smith. So welcome, Ben. We'll hear your talk on the topic of the addition of fluoride to the drinking water. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Welcome, councillors included, guests. My name is Ben Smith. I live at 135 Dandridge. Today I'll be speaking about water and food, which I indulge. Water, with or without fluoride. Despite what side of the fence you're on, the intentions are both honourable. Help the part of the community that cannot help themselves. Work together as one and find a solution to take away the fence. Reason for with fluoride has been endorsed, as is believed that there are no side effects, and that if as everyone drinks, including educated and uneducated, in the water will give disadvantaged kids the equal opportunity to grow up with good teeth. To me, that's a good, fair intention. Now, the reason for without fluoride is believed that there are side effects that can harm all parts of the community, irrespective of age, level of education, amount of monetary wealth or physical health, with the exception of people with kidney problems. They are a small portion of the community. They will have side effects. There is no argument from either side there, as the kidneys are the organs which, if healthy, remove fluoride from your system. As fluoride does occur naturally as well, but it is not essential. Without fluoride has also good, fair intentions. Now that that has been established, everyone has good, fair intentions. I'll provide a graph. This one here behind. That will encourage both sides to work together to find a better solution. This graph is from the World Health Organization's data that they've been collecting over the last 50 years from countries that have and have not fluoridated, showing dental cases on one axis and time on the other axis. There is no difference at this current time. Adding fluoride to drinking water will not help. I'm sure a solution that will benefit everyone is to invest the same amount of resources into a common cause. That is, improve teeth health, physical health, mental health and wealth by establishing community gardens at all community centres, at least in our shire. Provide some cheap, healthy, nutritious food for at least some of those who cannot afford to buy it. We are in one of the lowest social economic communities in the state, I've been told. These gardens can also provide an excellent hands-on, inclusive learning environment for several areas of human well-being, physical, mental, and even dental health. In conclusion, I'm only after volunteers who may have experience in business, farming, teaching, and also economics. So we may be able to do this at even a smaller cost than adding something to our drinking water, which in turn will help everyone's rates, possibly. Once again, before complicating this discussion, I'd like everyone to focus on this graph as it answers all the questions in relation to this 50 plus year fluoride experiment. Definitely worth the effort though, as we all know now it's time to move forward. Community gardens for all. I would like to encourage other positive ideas. Just remember, never forget, it's a long journey and we're not there yet. Don't get caught in the past as time disappears and the future comes fast.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Any councillors, questions, councillors? Well, thanks for that well-prepared talk there, Ben. Ta.
Right, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Ta. Councillors, the next part of our meeting is the acknowledgement of country, and Councillor Todd is going to help us with it this month.
Acknowledgement of country. Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held and pays its respect to the elders both past and present, and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present.
Thanks, Councillor Todd. I'm just taking the liberty of making sure my phone is off before I remind everyone that there's a fine applicable or payable to the Mayor's charity of choice if your phone rings during the meeting. And just to make you all aware that the meeting is being recorded and broadcast. Do we have any apologies for leave of absence today, Mr. General Manager?
No apologies for leave of absence, Mr. Mayor, but we do have Councillor Hogden on video link, and he's just trying to resolve his technical problems with the video itself. So hopefully we get to see him soon.
So is Councillor Hogden with us on audio?
Yes.
Thanks, Councillor. We'll be able to contribute. So moving on, can we have someone confirm the minutes of the meeting that was held here on the 17th of March? I'm going to move it, Councillor Newton. Councillor Ryan Flesh to second that. I'll put that procedural motion. All those in favour? That's carried. You with us there, Councillor Hogden? Unanimous. The next order of business is the disclosure of interest, pecuniary interest or non-pecuniary conflicts of interest. Do we have any for this evening's meeting? That would appear to be no. Our first item is the Mayoral Minute, Mayor's Log of Activities, Kilometres Travelled and Expenses from the 10th of March to the 8th of April. So I might move that one.
I'll second.
A seconder, thank you, Councillor Todd. We have an item dealing with councillor expenses there later on. You can see that I'm cheap to keep and a man of simple pleasures. So I'll just put that procedural motion. All those in favour? Councillor Hogden? Thank you for that. Carried unanimously. Our next item deals with councillors' monthly travel claims. We'll move in a second. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Newton. And a procedural one. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Yes.
Carried unanimously. Item three deals with the delegates' report to the Country Mayor's meeting held in Sydney on the 11th of March. I can move that one. I can have a second now. Councillor Ryan Flesh. Recommendation there on page 12. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. And next item is the delegates' report from the mining and energy related councils meetings. Councillor Todd, I'll take you with moving that. Thank you for that. Get a seconder. Councillor Kopke.
I'd like to comment on that.
Yes, Councillor.
Since that meeting, we had an executive meeting. Peter Shint and Owen Hasler have been recommended for live membership in the mining related councils, and it also just going to the next meeting that staff members can be on the executive too. And I'd like Leanne to tell us a little bit what she knows about what we got in our area, because it's pretty vague.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, if you're referring to the renewable energy projects, I assume, wind farms and solar farms. So at least 10 that are proposed that would affect our council in some way, shape or form. So whether they're located within our LGA or whether they're outside our LGA and impacting our roads and our communities, that's probably the number I've got at the moment, around 10 at this stage.
It'll be a big impact to the south of the Shire, is it?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councillor. If there's anything further, nothing further. I'll put the recommendation on page 13. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. The next item, item 5, is the minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee that was held on the 24th of March. Get a mover. Councillor Kopke, thank you for that. Councillor Holcomb.
Just a note there, Mr. Mayor. I don't think point number 3 is required any longer. So perhaps remove that one. That's wings and things.
Mover and a seconder are happy with that, I'm taking. Anything else there, Councillor Hogden? Councillor.
Is there a reason why it just can't be approved just in case they run the event in the next?
I think at that particular point in time we'll be dealing with a separate approval.
Yep. Anything further with this item? Councillor Kopke.
Yeah, one other point. At the end of the attachment, it refers to the next meeting date. That's actually been changed. The next meeting date will be the 5th of May. That's just an attachment.
Note of that. Anything further? Councillors, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried. Yes. Thanks, Councillor. Our next item is the policy, item 6, policy for the payment of expenses and the provision of facilities to mayors and councillors. Get a mover and a seconder. Councillor Newton. Councillor Holcomb. Need to be discussed in relation to this item? Just a general housekeeping, really. Okay, so I'll put the recommendation there on page 20. All those in favour? Unanimously. Next item comes to us via the State Government. Item 7, the payment of councillor superannuation. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Brady.
Any chance of getting back pay?
In your case, Councillor, we'd have to dip heavily into the Council's finances to give you some back pay, your long experience. The sentiment's good, but the answer will be no. Not saying you don't deserve it. Anything else, councillors? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried. Yes. Unanimously. Item 8 is our next item. Returns under section 4.21 of the Model Code of Conduct, disclosing of interests of councillors and designated persons. We've all filled in the forms. We've got a mover and a seconder for this. Councillor Newton, Councillor Rhinefleisch. Housekeeping, really. Not too much to... just to let the public know that those forms will be placed on the Council's website. All those in favour, councillors? Carried unanimously. Item 9 is Council's Resolutions Report. Mover and a seconder. Councillor Brady. Councillor Kopke. In relation to any ongoing resolutions? Okay. All right then. I'll put that that recommendation on page 27. All those in favour? Carried. In a similar vein, item number 10 the budget revotes report. Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Newton. In regard to this item, or
how are we going with the rebates? Are we catching up?
I think the amount that's outstanding there is $2.7 million to be spent. Yep.
Ever big?
No. Nothing further. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item is the 2020-21 external audited financial statements as at 30 June. Councillor Iannuzzi, who's that? Fineflesh. As this has been the subject of a couple of workshops and been on public display, anything further, councillors, we want to ventilate from this report? Question without notice to you, Mr. General Manager. The early prepayment of the FAGS grants as a noted.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it's a continuation. So we do carry in our restricted assets funds there for the eventuation of the government stopping the prepayment. So I just...
Sorry to put you on the spot there. I just one that popped into my head about...
So Council's currently carrying almost $3.9 million in restricted assets, should that happen.
Thank you for that bit of information. If there's nothing further, councillors, I'll put the recommendation there. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. In the similar financial vein, item 12 deals with investments and term deposits for the month of March. Councillor Iannuzzi, thank you for that. Councillor Kopke. Councillors, questions in regard to this item? Settle down now. More comfortable how things are, so I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item, item 13, deals with the casual plant hire contract. Councillor Todd, Councillor Newton. Thank you for that. Discussion on this item?
I'd like to say, give them 3 months at least because They've already spent the money, but they've got to pick it up. The price of fuel to drop now, but they've had it done pretty tough.
That's in line with the recommendation, 3 months?
I said.
That's you're agreeing with the recommendation there?
That no. What's the recommendation? 3 months or 6 months? Three months, yes.
Well, there's been, if we just list the issues here, about diesel up 80 cents a litre, tyres 30%, coolant 100%, oil 20%.
Get a bit of back what they've lost already, but to put it up now, it's dropped a bit.
In all our lives, we've been all aware of what's happening with the cost of stuff. But back to the issue at hand here, is that that recommendation there meet with the approval of council? Has anyone got any queries in relation to that? not, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 14 deals with the land owned by council in Reservoir Street, Coonabarabran. Councillor Brady, thank you for your interest. Councillor Newton. Queries or contributions on this item?
We need to get rid of this block, this land, because I think we bought it when the Coonabarabran Council was on. To develop somehow.
Yes. Well, a couple of thoughts from the Chair. When Councillors Ryan Flesh and Brady and myself were at the local government conference in Sydney, Councillors Ryan Flesh and Brady attended the stand set up by Landcom, state government authority who deal in land development for residential purposes. And I tried to make contact with him with not too much success, but the general manager's been a bit of assistance there, and he's made contact with Landcom, and they've sent up some suggestions this very day about how that might be progressed. So that's just an early work in progress, but there's a bit of movement there. So what, from my talk to the Landcom people at the conference, was they have the expertise about design and construction, finance, availability of grants, so they might prove to be a good partner for us in seeking to develop this land. In that's their core business and it's not ours. So if it works, you know, it's only early days with the discussion, but if it works well, then that might be a path that we could have something more to talk about at the next meeting. So if there's nothing further on that, without that little brief update, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Hello, Dale. Councillor Hogden, nice to see you again. Our next item, item 15, deals with the stop and play project at Nelson Park, Coonabarabran. We get a mover and a seconder here. Councillor Newton. It could be Councillor Hogden with his hand in there, I'm sure it is. Thank you, Councillor Hogden. Councillor Newton. Any debate or discussion on this item? Councillor Holcomb.
I just have a couple of questions. I was wondering who was originally in charge of this project.
Mr. Mayor, I appreciate the concern within the community about what's happened here. It's something that is certainly not desirable, but that's really an operational matter. I don't want to out any individuals.
Another question, if I may. So I understand why a DA wasn't done, but in the future, do you think it is something that we probably should be doing so this doesn't happen again?
You are correct. DA wasn't required for this particular development, but it is something we're reviewing at the moment with our processes for future developments.
That's one of them things common sense weren't used in.
One more, sorry.
Yes, certainly, Councillor.
Is there any indication of how much is left in this grant and how much maybe we're looking at?
So we have approximately $63,000 left in the grant. We are looking at anywhere from around the $80,000 to maybe $120,000 to actually the modifications to meet the requirements. We're still reviewing the quotations that came back in. So when the quotations came back in, they came back in and we weren't able to compare them, so we've had to go out and ask for additional information so that we can compare the three quotes that we actually received.
When we decided to ship to the park, I thought it was going up in front of the Rural Fire Service shed.
I think there was a few suggested spots, Councillor. Just unfortunately, we landed where we did. But well, thank you for your questions there, Councillor, and thank you, Director, for that very transparent answer. And I think that's what we're all here to find out, and that's what our job as councillors is all about. Councillor Kopke.
I know it's early days and we're still waiting on that further information, but is there any idea of a time frame of when it will be rectified at this point? Or?
Not at this point. We're working as fast as we can on.
Just one other comment. I think still on council's website it has got the concept that actually went out for public display, which wasn't in, you know, it was in the multiple stations, like Councillor Todd said, sort of further up, is maybe it should have went back out to consultation and that might have been picked up by the public or by people, like they had the chance to comment on it, but not on that actual spot. And, like, yeah, I looked a couple of weeks ago and it was still on the council website as though not in the spot that it is.
That's a fair point, Councillor. I think our focus now has to be learn the lessons and get this resolved as efficiently and as economically as we possibly can. And work to that. Work to that goal. So anything else, councillors?
Did this expert company, as it's quoted, come and do a site inspection? Did they not pick something up like that?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that, but we can certainly look in.
Looks to me like the contractor didn't know what he was doing much either. What are they?
Well, we've got some answers there that provide a bit of clarity around what the next steps are. I suggest that we move towards that. Councillor Newton?
At any point, have the contractors been contacted in regards to their involvement in the placement and possibly they also contributing to the correction of the problem?
I can't answer that, but I think we're still going through looking at what the process we took to get there and who involved where, and that will include looking at the contractor.
Saying by that is that if they proposed to put it there and council agreed that that was a good location, then that makes them not.
We'd have to look at what the contract was that they're under and all of that sort of stuff. So it's still part of the reviewing of the project as we do it. There has been a lot of lessons learnt in this.
Other councillors? If not, I will recommendation there on page 46. All those in favour? Let us see, Mr. General Manager. Item 16 deals with floodplain management information. Councillor Iannuzzi, Deputy Mayor, thank you for that. Councillor Holcomb.
issues raised by this, councillors, that we need to address further? Or happy with the... Recommendation is that the report be noted for information. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Item 17 deals with Warrumbungle Shire Council Community Heritage Strategy from 2021 to 2024. Councillor Brady, for your interest in the area. Give a second. Any further contributions to that draft community strategy that's in the attachments? Any queries, questions? Yes, I'll put that recommendation that we adopt that draft Heritage Council strategy, Heritage Committee strategy. All those in favour? Okay, item 18 deals with the ban on single-use plastics in New South Wales. Councillor Brady. Councillor Newton. Any discussions in relation to this item? Then well, I'll put the recommendation there. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 19, development applications for review at the April meeting. Going to move in a second, Councillor Newton.
Good to see we've got a couple of sheds on there.
Councillor, good to see buildings going on around the Shire. It's good to see. Well, that's really a housekeeping one. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 20 deals with reports to be considered in closed council. I could move in a second that we move those four items on block, Councillor Todd, Councillor Kopke, into closed council. All those of that opinion?
Mr. Mayor, the opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their reasons for why council should not go into closed council. Mr. Mayor, there's no submissions in relation to that, so there's a recommendation here that council now go into closed council to consider those items outlined.
Just a procedural one, so a mover and a seconder to that effect again. Councillor Newton, Councillor Todd, all those in favour?
Twice.
Like that again.
Alrighty. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, councillors. Just coming back into open council to announce the resolutions of closed council. So, in relation to item
20.1, the Organisation and Development Monthly Report. The resolution of Council was that the Organisation and Development Monthly Report for April 2022 be noted for information. Item number 20.2, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. Resolution of Council was that Council 1 received the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Supplementary Report. 2, note the advice and endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project. And 3, give authority as outlined in the proposal contained within the report. Item 20.3, Council Organisation Structure. The resolution was that Council 1 note the report on the Council Organisation Structure and that the report satisfies the requirements of Section 333 of the New South Wales Local Government Act, and 2, confirm the structure as outlined in Table 6 of the report. Item 20.4, Merrill Minute. The resolution of Council was that 1, Council notes the information contained in the Merrill Minute Interim Performance Review General Manager Report, and 2, the recommendations in relation to the future performance review arrangements be endorsed and referred to the new Council to action. And that was the conclusion of the closed Council, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. General Manager. Well, there being no further business, we'll close the meeting. Thank you for your attendance and your contributions. And travel home safely, those of you that have got to travel home. Councillor Hogden, it should be pretty all right for you. And look forward to working with you over the next month as we prepare for our May meeting. You enjoy your trip, Councillor?
I'm going too. I'm going.